pray the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as you know by now, this is the day that we play with water. This is the day that we remember water. Water is an interesting property. We have it in most of our bodies. We need it to live. The 23rd Psalm, we're told by the prophet, by King David, that lead me beside still waters, it restoreth my soul. We also know the raging flood of Noah's Ark. We know the raging waters that were separated in Exodus. You know, water has a long history in our Judaic Christian heritage. It has a long history in our life as part of humanity. Without it, we can't live, but yet it can be a very destructive force. And if we look today at our first reading, at the reading of Genesis, you'll see that at first there was this water, this chaotic water, the water of chaos that filled everything. And suddenly there came a wind, the wind of the Holy Spirit that separates the waters and separates the land from the waters. And so the wind of the Holy Spirit brings order to the water. Then suddenly we have God speaking, and God's first words are, "Let there be light." And the light separated the day from the night. Interesting. That first reading, that first account of creation through the Judaic scriptures is one of water, one of the Holy Spirit, one of light, and the voice of God saying, "Let there be light." Now today we look in the Gospel of Mark. But the Gospel of Mark is like a parenthesis. It begins with the baptism of Jesus, and it ends with his death and resurrection. Mark is not concerned with Jesus' earlier life. Lots have been written about Jesus' earlier life. Lots of thoughts. You know, we can do midrashes. We can think about this. We can imagine. You know, did he go off to the east and study? Was he a wonderful, you know, good Jewish son that grew up knowing everything about the scriptures? Was he a rebel? I mean, he sure hung out with a lot of rebellious folks. You know, what was he like? We will never know. But I think what's important here is that it doesn't matter. His ministry began with his baptism in the Jordan River. It began with the waters of baptism, the waters of repentance, the waters that stand for our humanity, our life as human beings on this earth. And he was baptized by John, just as all the other people who wanted forgiveness of their sins had come. And we have the first parenthesis. But this is not an ordinary baptism, because what happens? A dove descends from heaven. Now, this Greek word, that's the dove descending that comes from heaven, it's more like heaven was torn apart and the dove descended. It was torn apart with a tear. You get the feeling of it not being able to go back again, don't you? With the baptism of Jesus, God has entered into humanity through the Holy Spirit. God is no longer separated from man. This is the first parenthesis. We have water. We have God speaking. We have God's voice. And we have the Holy Spirit, who totally fills Jesus so that he can begin his ministry on earth. Then the second parenthesis is at the end of his life. And we see the crucifixion. And now suddenly there's another baptism. But this is a baptism of blood. This is a baptism of the outpouring of his blood. He so lived into the Holy Spirit. He so lived a life of love, a life looking out for those who were marginalized. He so lived according to the Father's will that the darkness tried to kill him. And he lived into that by loving and by offering himself as a sacrifice to those who lived in darkness. And his baptism is defined by blood, even though when the soldiers poked him, there was water and blood. So we have a little water there too. But we have the Holy Spirit there. Jesus, the Holy Spirit incarnate in human form, was hanging on the cross. And he speaks. And what are his words to us? "But forgive them, for they know not what to do." So within the parentheses of the Gospel of Mark, we have 3 years of Jesus' ministry. 3 years where the Holy Spirit so infused the humanity of Jesus that he is at once man and God, that he is at once living into the fullness of God completely. And today we remember this baptism. This is after Easter. This was the second feast day that the church set aside. And then it became part of Epiphany, as I spoke to last week. This Epiphany season, Epiphany tide. But we also have been born again in the waters of baptism. We also have been born again with the Holy Spirit into new life in God. Within you is your human life. Within you is God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, seeking a place, seeking expression. Just as Jesus went forth in the love of God and radiated that love and lived into death this love, so we too have the opportunity to go deep within us, to see where the Lord calls us, to see what areas of our life we need to be more open. What areas of our life do we need to be more forgiving and more kind? What areas of our life do we need to be more one with God? To let go of just our humanity, but embrace that light that is within us. For we too are now sources and channels of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. So that in time and in the fullness of God, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Also, when you come up today, feel free to put your hands in the water, to make the sign of the cross in the water, to remember your own baptismal covenant, to remember who you are and whose you are.